KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 49 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A Western Iowa teen is accused of intentionally swerving his truck and causing a rollover crash that killed another teen. 18-year-old Kale Karaginias was charged Wednesday with vehicular homicide stemming from the March 21st crash that killed 14-year-old Gage Williams in Neola. Williams and another teen were riding in the bed of the pickup when the officials say that Karaginias intentionally swerved and hit the brake to trigger a reaction from the two boys. Karaginias lost control of the truck and it rolled at least once. Williams died in a Council Bluffs hospital while Karaginias, along with two other passengers, were injured. Karaginias is being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Wednesday said a cattle feedlot owner reported to authorities a leaking runoff holding basin. Lee Schoen found the leak Wednesday morning at the base of the basin's bank, located about 6 miles southeast of Carroll. Schoen quickly tried to repair the leak, but the DNR says the seepage will likely continue until the soil dries out enough to fix the basin. The feedlot runoff was flowing about 400 feet across a field into an unnamed tributary of the Middle Raccoon River. A DNR field specialist took samples of the discharge and is working with Schoen to minimize the effects downstream. Early indications from field tests result in high stream flows are that there will likely be little impact to aquatic organisms. Schoen plans to land apply the runoff remaining in the basin to a nearby pasture when soil conditions permit, and the DNR says it will continue to monitor the situation and work with Schoen to ensure permanent repairs are completed. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a construction permit application for Southwest Iowa Egg near Messina. Prior to approval, the board held a public hearing on the plan, during which there were no written or spoken comments. Pat McCurdy, president of the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, said that CADCO was fully in support of the plan, which involves the removal of two older buildings and replacing them with larger modern facility that gives the chickens more room and is designed to considerably reduce outgassing of odors from the manure. Board Chair Gaylord Schelling said that he and Supervisor Frank Waters had scored and approved the master matrix for the permit application, which will now be submitted to the DNR for final approval. The board also passed a resolution of support for a public-private partnership called Homebase Iowa, an initiative to match military veterans with jobs available across Iowa. The program consists of Homebase Iowa Business and Homebase Iowa Communities. HBI Communities offer additional incentives above and beyond the statewide benefits. Those communities have at least a 10% of area businesses committed to hire veterans. Additionally, HBI Communities offer resources from local veterans organizations, businesses, economic development organizations, and schools to assist veterans and their families feel at home. Approval of the resolution makes Cass County the only county in the area to become a home-based community. None of the contiguous counties are part of the program. The supervisors yesterday also approved a resolution approving a contract among the county, Farmers Energy and Cardinal, and the Iowa Economic Development Authority for a high-quality jobs program associated with the ethanol plant that's planned for Atlantic. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office would like the public to be aware that if you receive a call claiming you owe an outstanding debt and a warrant will be issued for your arrest if you don't forward money to someone right away, you may very well be the target of a scam. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said they never cold call citizens to tell them to pay a fine right now or risk going to jail. Red Oak police late Wednesday evening arrested a man for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. 24-year-old Jason Paul Clemens of Red Oak was arrested near the intersection of North 8th and East Elm Streets at around 10:50 p.m. Clemens was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Carolyn Essington Chesterman, age 89, of Des Moines and formerly of Brayton, died Sunday in Urbandale. Graveside services for Carolyn Chesterman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Oakfield Cemetery in Brayton. Isles Funeral Home, Westover Chapel of Des Moines, has arrangements. George William Clark, age 82, of Cypress, California, a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Waveland Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Gary Bald, age 61, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Bald will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Viola Speaker, age 105, of Manning, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Viola Speaker will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ruth DeWitt Alexander, age 102, formerly of Griswold, died January 10th in Clifton, Virginia. Graveside services for Ruth Alexander will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Whipple Cemetery west of Griswold. Reconvene Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And James Jim Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jim Snyder will be on May 21st at 10 a.m. at the Adair Casey High School. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.